Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I have a new program that we're going to do, Dave, next year. Susie, you need to be part of this just very briefly. Very, very briefly. Can't leave. We are going to start January 1st, and we're going to allow maybe one listener a week to come in and listen to the top of the hour, and you're going to have to donate like $100 to a charity to listen to the byplay between the three of us that we cannot discuss on air, and that you will be, I'll have a team of lawyers, so you will not be allowed to repeat it or else, you know, we'll have some masked men jump out of a car and disappear you. Mm. I mean, you're worth the, we're not going into what we said. Okay, let's just, don't go there. Okay. You are worth the price of admission. You...
I say off the air is quite risque.
Make my day better every single day because I have no bleeping idea what you are capable of saying. Dave, is that a fair assessment?
I believe in the Susie Jones Open, not even she knows what she'll say.
It's very
Susan
true.
Gay Jones.
That is very true. Often I don't
realize, know. I didn't realize Trump was back with this here where he cited his own Open.
You know how much I love you.
I love you.
And I love Dave.
Oh, Susie.
And I think I enjoy the banter.
I love the banter.
A lot of people, my friends listen, and they'll text and say, what's he saying? What do you mean you have an office? Do you have a different job? Yeah. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
I just
this
have an
last
office.
One was too good to be true. I just, it's like, I'm going to be chuckling about it later. All right.
I'm going to go over to the Twins headquarters right now because it's 10 after 1 and the event is at 2.
Yeah, because you're uncertain where to turn.
Yes, I have to go to the very secret
hoity-toity location. That others cannot go to, so we're not encouraging. And you're going there, and you're going to be there. And whenever Tom Pollett is done talking with his opening comments to the totality of the electronic media, the first interview he's going to do is with us. It's not a long one. It's about a 5-minute interview, and then we're told we're going to do a longer one post-holidays.
Okay.
But instead of you just asking questions, coming back to sound, I reached out to Dustin and said, can we just hand the phone, and boom.
Here. I love it. So I'll head over there now so I don't get lost.
And I trust you 100%.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
When you go out of the room, I'll really say how much I trust you.
Bye.
All right. Well, she's a treat. She's phenomenal. Okay. You have one thing you can do. One thing you can do. You're the czar of gun safety in the United States of America. What's your one thing? What is your one thing? None of it. Let's get this on the record. Like certain ice cream out in Palm Desert. None of it is going to stop everything. So if you're going to send me a text, well, that's not going to stop everything. Nothing is going to stop everything. Nobody on this show is coming to prevent you from protecting yourself or from hunting. We know mental health is an enormous part of this. We know the debate on what is called assault weapons. We know that some people, Dave, on the hunting side will say, wait a second, here's what I use when I go hunting. So if some psychopath uses this, I should lose my weapon? This comes up. We were going to get to this yesterday, but we had just a lot of heavy stuff yesterday, so we decided to lighten up the last couple of segments. This comes after the governor, who was agitated, who after the, again, just the devastating, disgusting, violent, unspeakable killing of two children at Annunciation Catholic Church and school when they're praying. They're praying first week of school. Get killed by this maniac. And the governor, in meeting with the family, said, I'm going to do something. And this is the perpetual debate we have after an attack. And in Minnesota, Dave, if we went and went to Google right now and said gun killing in Minnesota in the month of December, we could find plenty. Was there one where it stood out so much where it became big news? I don't think in December it has. But to those family members involved, to those victims involved, doesn't get any bigger. So the governor, of course, said, we're going to have a special session. And at one point, remember, he scheduled a special session and said, here's what we're going to do.
Get back here Monday. We're doing this, people.
Yeah, and I believe we had Lisa Damoth on later that show, and she's like, we were negotiating. We weren't making progress. Then we saw this, you know. And I think it was when he was even out of town, right? I think it was his staff was negotiating. He had been part of the negotiations, but he might have even been in the country then. Did that special session happen?
I don't remember it.
It didn't happen. And I think this show was right on saying it would never happen because there are such huge differences. So yesterday, he offered up executive orders. This is what governors do now. This is what Donald Trump does on a regular basis. Joe Biden did it. You know, it's happens all the time. And there's how far can you go? Does the national Supreme Court have to step in? Does the state Supreme Court step in? So we have the change, in case you missed it, to add to the red flag laws, to add best practices, safe storage of firearms, and also the second order, statewide safety council comprising leaders from education, law enforcement, mental health, and other professions develop a comprehensive blueprint for violence prevention and preparedness. Part of what he said, Governor Walz, these actions today don't limit your freedoms at all. Being shot dead in your school certainly does. Okay? I would love phone calls and texts. One thing. One thing. What is it? Let's just talk a little mental health here before we take the break. Let's do this, and then we'll get your texts and calls. What's the one thing you would do as czar of gun health, gun safety? What is what you would do? You can do multiple things. You can offer up proposals where you work with the other side, where you set a time limit on it. You say, you got to have a little bit of time on it, right? Let's say 4 years. Two legislative sessions where we are going to funnel significantly more money into mental health. Or we are going to have more cities ban assault rifles. We are going to dramatically increase red flag laws. We are going to allow teachers to have guns in school. Some of these ideas I think have a lot of merit. Others I don't think have merit. I'm sick and bleeping tired of us doing nothing. And one of the five dumbest stories of the year is when Jacob Fry, after the event, first at the press conference, second on this show, said it's more than thoughts and prayers. And the frauds suggested that Jacob Fry was hit. Oh, don't pray. Not even close. Just flat out lying what he said. Again, you don't have to agree with Fry. You're allowed to vote against Fry. You're allowed to think he's not a very good mayor. But when the guy is emotional about going to a place where two kids are dead and others are potentially bleeding to death, and he says it's more than thoughts and prayers, and then you're going to turn this into, oh, Jacob Fry, mayor of liberal woke Minneapolis, is saying don't pray. It's you're insulting, right? So it's more than just, oh man, it's so sad. It's more than us just coming on the day after. And, my gosh, I go back to Dan and I talking about this. I remember Columbine when, I'm not even sure we talked sports the whole week. Talked about it every day. And in some ways, do we make some progress? Sure. But mass shootings and schools and all the hatred and the unless you're on my side, you're the enemy talk. This is our greatest failure. I say it all the time. It's the truth. And in a free society where evil is out there and other folks with strong mental health challenges out there, we can't stop everything. But how can we make progress? So it's simple. You get to make one change. What is it? 651-461-9226. We'll talk to Dave when we come back, but I'd love a lot, including ones where you don't think we're going to read all. You're going to get on. We're more inclined most of the time to read ones that disagree with us. In this case, I'm going to read all of them, and I'd love your phone calls. Other shows take more calls than us. We can debate what's the right way to go. I'd love to take phone calls on this one. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You want to chime in here? You want us to run texts and react to those? What do you want? What would you like, sir?
Can we just replace our entire set of lawmakers with those in Australia? Is that allowed?
It's one of the texts. Call Australia.
I mean, yes, do exactly what they've done since 1996, the Port Arthur massacre, when mass shootings up until Bondi Beach were incredibly infrequent.
Yeah.
Incredibly. And then this one happens, one,
they'll do
nearly
more.
30 years later, and the next day, instead of fighting over, oh, it's too soon, how can you talk, you know, gun control or politics at a time like this? You need to let this, you know, let the country grieve, and then we all forget about it and move on.
Right.
They say, no, this is not time to act. And you know what? We're going to do something.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest. It's just BS. Because we'll get texts. Because something will happen in the morning. And I used to wait. I don't wait anymore, right? I will grieve. I will not leap to conclusions about what has happened. If we have germane, relevant, demonstrably proven information, then we'll jump in. Okay? This show doesn't just, well, it's got to be this. We don't do that. But if we have something that happens, we know. We'll say, this needs to change. And for a lot of the folks who don't want a damn thing to change, they'll say just what you said. How can you be so cruel to talk about it now? And then if hypothetically we bring it up 2 weeks later when, thank God, nothing's happened, same person's capable of saying, why even talk about this now?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on. You want to change laws now? Why? It's been quiet. ban assault guns. I think there would have to be a, and maybe it's state to state, because I know the numbers for what happened after Clinton in 94, and know the numbers, how it changed after W when he let it lapse. But I also know there are plenty of people who hunt who will say that there are other weapons that are labeled that way, that these are commonly used in hunting. I have other friends who will hear me say that, and they will literally call me and say you're wrong, that there is a clear delineation in this area. There's got to be some way where we can separate when you want to go hunt, like millions of people do in this state, and go to it, have fun, do whatever, and allow people to have those weapons, but not have the ones that are so bleeping powerful and have the capacity and have the magazines and the endless ammunition that when attacks take place, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are injured, and maybe half those are dead that quick.
An attack in a school like Uvalde, Texas, where the police are hearing the weaponry that the person has and saying, I'm not going there.
Yeah. I will make it illegal for criminals to own guns. Don't we have pretty good laws that way? I mean, that's the thing I say a lot, and I haven't said it yet, but how do we walk that line where, let's say, the two of us want to have a handgun at our house, okay? We want to have a handgun in our house to protect our family. Maybe, I'm not going to say whether I have one or not. I don't want you to say either. And we have to go through enough of a process where it's not just snap our fingers. But it's not so overwhelming that it's so cumbersome that it just takes such an inordinate amount of time. But whoever it is on the street or whoever's a four-time criminal or somebody who has mental stability issues who shouldn't have a weapon, they can get it like a snap of the finger. How do we pull that off where it's not weeks and weeks and weeks if you want to buy a gun legally, but we set that process up, but it really doesn't slow down the ones who are intent on evil or ones who aren't stable enough to have a weapon? That's pretty hard, right?
Sure. And it's a big country to do it.
Yeah.
Australia's a pretty big spot, too. They figured out a way to really make a massive, massive dent.
Ron has called in. Ron, you are on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Hi there. I think you guys are going around the wrong line and just taking guns away. I think you should...
Stop. What guns did I say? No. You're not going to come on right away and lie. What guns did I say I'm taking away from you?
I'm not lying. You guys make it sound like nobody should have guns. That's all I'm saying. I didn't.
Ron, put them on hold.
I'm sorry.
Put them on hold. No, you're not coming here and just automatically lying on this show. If other folks just want you to lie, go ahead. I literally said in the last segment, I'm not coming to anybody's house to take their guns. I'm trying to figure out a way going forward, whether it's mental health, whether it's greater law enforcement, whatever it might be, to enforce laws. And you come on and saying, we want to just go door to door and take guns. Get out of here. Tell the truth, Ron.
Say go door to door. Now you're the one lying.
Okay. What guns did I say I want to
did
take?
Did I say go door to door?
No.
Did I?
No.
Okay.
What guns?
Now, I had a mix-up on words, and you had a mix-up on words. Now let's get it straight. Let's get off that subject and call me a liar, and I'll quit calling you a liar.
You lied at the start. You're correct.
I didn't lie at the start.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I just used a mix of words that wasn't right, okay?
Go for
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Let's go for
but
it.
But can I get my point across?
Yes, sir. You have a chance.
Okay. We have taken the death penalty away years and years ago in this stupid country and not used it. How about we bring a death penalty back for anybody who shoots anybody and not sit on death row for 20 years? You're convicted, you're caught, and you're convicted. Within 90 days, you do the death penalty. How about something like that? That will stop people. But no, they got to do all this other nonsense. That all they got to do is say that, And you don't think that's going to stop people?
Can I chime in on that?
90 days.
Can I chime in? I think we do end up having people on the death penalty extraordinarily long. Dave and I have a disagreement on this. I believe we still should have the death penalty. We do have the death penalty. Dave, could you look it up? I think it's in the low teens, maybe, where the death penalty is there. I just don't know on this one, Ron, if the individual who was intent on evil, who would attack you, attack me, our families, and God forbid, I don't ever want that to happen to you. I mean, clear, I never want that to happen to you, and I hope you don't want that to happen to me. I know you don't.
I don't want it to happen to anybody.
I don't know if that individual considers that. I think our punishment needs to be extraordinarily strong. Now, Dave just looked it up. 27 states, Ron, still have the death penalty. That's a pretty significant number.
Right. It should be all 52 or whatever we got here, 50 or 52. And then plus it should be within, if you tell somebody, okay, you go out and you kill somebody and you're convicted, the death penalty is within 90 days. Not none of this nonsense of waiting and waiting and waiting.
You should be allowed to appeal, right, Ron? I mean, you can appeal.
Well,
if we're going to put you to death, we're going to allow an appeal, right? Come on.
Yeah, but
juries and judges get things wrong. We can't just put somebody to death that fast. Ron, I'm glad we were able to have a fair conversation up the start. I thank you for listening, and have a happy holidays.
Right. You too.
Thank you. Among the other texts, mandatory registration of all guns, even existing ones, buy back all assault rifles, and ban any magazines over 4 shots for existing automatic weapons. You know, on the buybacks, to me it seems like they sound good, Dave, but who ends up turning those in?
I don't know, but it is something that they did in Australia. I'm just going to keep going back there.
Yeah,
whatever they've done,
let's
do it because it's worked.
Well, we all know it won't be one thing. It'll be multiple things, but extended background checks for mental health issues, allowing parents to be involved in the purchase, and their opinion of mental health seems like it would go a long way out of the situation's mental health. Okay, it for sure it's mental health, right? But there's also people who are just evil. And also on mental health, where is that line, Dave? Where is that line from, of the thousands that listen to the station on a regular basis, who go see a therapist, who deal with depression, who are dealing with anger management, where we don't want to stop people from seeing someone, to the other side of the line where someone is so far past that, where we'd like to learn about them sooner.
Yeah. And you can say, well, a professional will know, but any professional will have a different line too. I wish we would, in the conversation about mental health in this country, stop talking as much about treating those struggling with mental health and start more talking about how do we stop the mental health issues before they begin.
Right. And for a lot of the folks who say mental health, mental health, mental health, a lot of the other people on their side don't say no, but say, along with mental health, what else are we going to do? It can't be just mental health. We can't dismiss it. We can't act like it's not an issue, but it's not just that. Lots of text. Let's try to get to a few more. When Tom joins us, he's going to join us. Mr. Hauser is going to join us on this issue and other issues, including a recent KSTP TV poll on popularity and really not popularity of politicians in the state. Our guy, the Hauser man, is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.